press secretary for the president, Carolyn Leavitt, post a tweet in response to another tweet by Matt Walsh, who was wondering about the objectives of the war. And she says this.
Destroy the Iranian regime's missiles and raise their missile industry to the ground. Annihilate the Iranian regime's navy. Ensure the regime's terrorist proxies can no longer destabilize the region or the world and attack our forces. Stop them from making and using IEDs or roadside bombs, which have gravely wounded and killed thousands and thousands of people, including many Americans. Guarantee that Iran can never obtain a nuclear weapon. Preventing this radical regime and its terrorist leaders from threatening America and our core national security interests is a clear-eyed and necessary objective. Killing terrorists is good for America. 49 of the most senior Iranian regime leaders, including Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, have already been wiped off the face of the earth so far in the opening strikes of Operation Epic Fury. Finally, while Operation Midnight Hammer did obliterate Iran's major nuclear sites, the regime was fully committed to rebuilding their nuclear program, and they refused to make a deal, despite months of extensive talks and good faith efforts by President Trump's top negotiators. Simply put, the terrorist Iranian regime would not say yes to peace. For 47 years, the Iranian regime has actively and intentionally facilitated the killing of Americans while chanting "Death to America" and funding other bloodthirsty terrorists seeking to destroy the United States and all of Western civilization. Prior American leaders were too weak and cowardly to do anything about it. Now, President Donald J. Trump is correcting decades of cowardice and holding those responsible for the deaths of Americans accountable. Their brutal attacks and threats will finally end under President Trump. America will win. The terrorists will be defeated.
Who is falling for this shit is what I'm wondering. I mean, do you find this stuff convincing?
To me, it's such a superficial nitpick, but just the tone, the way these people write, like this was one of the less bad ones. I'm always flabbergasted by just how they torture the English language. Like to me, all this sounds, it's so Reddit, it's so ChatGPT, it's so superficial and it's so fucking corny, but it's also like drives home that it doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
It does not matter. So it's just like, why even write that many words?
Because like, a regime, who's reading it? Exactly. It's a regime of nihilism. This shit does not matter. I don't think Carolyn Leavitt could point to fucking Iran on a map. I guarantee if I went to Mar-a-Lago and I said, I brought out a big old globe of the world and I said, point to Iran on this globe, maybe five people there could do it. Yeah. And they'd all be Persian Jews. It is just like, these people, it's so insulting. It's insulting to the world. It's insulting to the American people. Do you feel, and I'm asking the audience this directly, do you feel threatened by Iran? Never once in my life, even in Syria, did I feel threatened by Iran. It's just like, for some crazy reason, we have to treat this country like they're I don't know what, like Nazi Germany or something. And it just rings false to so many people. I think that's why they didn't even bother selling it this time. It's like, no, unless you're fucking stupid or your mental arteries are so clogged on the fatty meat of fucking right-wing media that like you can your brain is going to explode. You can't possibly give a fuck about Iran, you know? Like, if you're a normal American, even if you're not a normal American, you're afraid of Iran? What else are you afraid of? Elves? You know what I mean? Are you afraid of dragons gonna eat you? Jeffrey Epstein.